Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
Well, good evening. God bless you. This is your host, Americus Cheney.
Amen. This is your host, Dr. Clarice Cheney. Glad to be back with you again.
Glad to be with you. Blessings. We hope you didn't eat too much of turkey on Thursday. Amen.
I did.
But God is good. I know you had a lot to be thankful for.
Yes.
Amen. We have in the studio with us, we're going to let them introduce themselves. Amen. A powerful man of God that everybody might know that have revived the revivalists here in Jacksonville, Florida for many years. He has a ministry. Amen. And we're just going to let him introduce himself. Amen,
amen.
Man of God.
Amen.
Well, amen. Many of you out there may know or heard of me, Apostle Greg Wright, original from Rochester, New York, is residing now in Fort Pierce, Florida, or Lakeland, Florida, here with my good friends, Apostle and Dr. Cheney.
Amen, amen.
Prophet Knowles.
Amen.
Prophet Evans.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, we just honor the Lord today. We thank you. We're going to talk about deliverance. Amen. And if you want to call in and want to work for the Lord, it's 904-831-1079.
Amen.
Amen. The prophets are in the house, and we want to pray for you. Talk about deliverance. The Bible says this here in Joel. At that time, who shall ever call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And the New Testament talks about who shall ever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, we're going to ask our panel, because it's going to bless us. Call in 904-831-1079. Amen. This is Infusion Prophetic Live Open Forum.
Yes.
Amen. And we really want to be a blessing to you. Amen. And so when we talk about deliverance, the word saved and deliverance is one word. It's come from the word sozo, which means to be whole, which means to be well, which means to be preserved, which means for healing.
Yes.
All of that is based on the atonement. So we're going to start off with Dr. Cheney. Dr. Cheney, what does it mean to be delivered?
Praise God. Amen. First of all, deliverance means that you're set free. And the Son He set free is free indeed. Praise God. Amen. And His desire for us to be delivered. I love this scripture right here that says, and it's in Ephesians 6:10-18, said, finally, be strong in the Lord and His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of even the heavenly realm. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel peace.
Mm.
In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Amen.
Amen.
Take, we also say, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen.
Yes, amen.
We need the word of God, because the word of God is what's going to help us get our deliverance. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We need to take on everything. Praise God. You heard me, the breastplate of righteousness. We need to pray. We need to seek God. We need the word of God. We need to be so careful of our environment, who we're connected to. All that can affect our deliverance. Amen.
Yes, yes.
Praise God. So it's important, praise God, that you seek His face. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You don't want to be a Christian walking around that need much deliverance in your life because you're not putting on the whole armor of God. And you ever heard the word of God say? And be strong with it. Amen.
Amen.
When He sets you free, you stay free. Don't go back. Go forward with confidence and look back without regret. Amen. Amen.
I like that saying. Apostle Wright, can our deliverance be hindered to or by association of who we hang around? Can our deliverance be hindered by our association or who we befriend or who we connect to?
Yes, it can. Amen. The reason why our deliverance can be hindered, because, amen, when we allow That's why the Bible said, amen, who report you going to believe?
Yes.
Because,
yes.
amen, so many times the churches have been bewitched, amen, with that sorcerous spirit that we're God, yes. we're the saints of God, amen, can't get deliverance. In other words, in the book of Acts, that 8th chapter, mm-hmm. the Bible says Philip went down to the city.
Yes.
And he preached what? Jesus.
Yes.
And the only reason the people got delivered because they took heed to the word of God.
Come on, come on.
And
now.
So when you hang around folks that contrary to the word of
come
God.
Come on, come on.
Putting on the form of godliness.
Yes,
but
yes.
But denying the power thereof. Mm. Amen. That's going to hold you back. That's just like in the book of Deuteronomy, the 13th chapter, say, if a person come to you and prophesy, don't mean they're a prophet.
Come on now.
Don't mean they're a seer. Come on. But they can tell you something, they can win you over, then come back, amen, and lead you, amen, the wrong way.
That's right.
You
that's
know,
right.
So you can be hindered in many ways, amen, anyway. Controlling.
Yes.
If you in a church and you being controlled,
come on.
You got to get permission to go to a funeral.
Come on. Mm.
Of your family.
Yes.
You got to get permission
come
you
on,
know, to go to a palm, amen, of your child.
Yes,
that's
yes.
the spirit of control that with
yes,
that will hinder the deliverance
come on.
That's supposed to come to you.
Amen. And that's good.
That is good. That's
he's
good.
Going to be with us tomorrow morning at Soul Harvest
yes.
Ministries, and he's also ministering tonight. And he was ministering last night. You'll be at Soul Harvest. I mean, not Soul Harvest.
Soul Tabernacle.
Okay. And what's the address, man?
I'll be at Soul Tabernacle tonight, 7:30 p.m., 4578 St. John Avenue. That's off of Blandon. That's 7:30 p.m.
Yes.
But we'll talk about that later. I'm going to talk
yes,
about this.
Yes, amen.
amen. No, that's
the call 904-831-1079. If you need prayer, we're here to pray. For you, that we have the men and the woman of God here in the studio. Prophet Evans, I wanted to ask you this here. When it comes down to deliverance, is deliverance a done deal for the believer?
Jesus paid the price for us. It's a done deal. But you have to receive it. You have to accept it.
Yes.
We
yes.
receive it by faith. Faith operates the kingdom. Mm-hmm. So in order to receive the goods of the kingdom, you got to operate in faith.
Come on now, amen.
I
amen.
Love that, amen.
And you're right, it's faith. Everything that we receive is by faith.
Yes.
See, if you don't have faith to believe in Jesus, the Bible says, shall I come and find faith? Jesus talks about prayer. And then he talks about a judge and a woman going to that judge and wanting to
yes.
For
avenger
concerning her adversary, her enemy.
Yes.
And because he was an unjust judge, but because that woman began to always come to him, then he would, that judge, according
yes.
to Jesus, then he would begin to rectify the situation. Now, but then another next verse, it begins to say this right here, when God comes, shall he find faith? Amen. So, Prophet knows, can we be hindered in our deliverance?
Yes, sir. I think we can, because sometimes just because we're saved, that'll mean that we're filled with the Holy Ghost or the baptism of Jesus Christ. So, that's because some people get delivered, they got to understand that they got to stay grounded and rooted in Jesus, because
yes.
if they get too caught up with the wrong type of people by just being a babe in Christ, They can be hindered. So you gotta be mindful that when you are delivered, you stay in church. You read your Bible. You seek his face.
Yes.
Because the Bible says the devil is seeking who he can steal and rob from.
Yes.
So I believe that yes, sir.
Amen.
And I believe that sometimes when people get delivered, they feel that, okay, I'm saved. And then here comes the big devil come and say, okay, I'm gonna see if you're saved. And then. Somebody got then the devil takes something from you. It remind me of, I don't know if it's similar like, but it remind me of how the devil said, you know, saw Job and he said, oh, okay, this is Jesus, you know, but because of the covering, he couldn't touch him, and I want people to understand without that covering, you're yes. going to get touched.
Yeah, and because the Bible says, come from among them, be separated, says the Lord.
Yes.
And so a lot of times we put ourselves in the harm's way. Satan, for as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. See, so he can't devour everybody. The Bible says he has translated us out of darkness into, or the dominion from the devil into the marvelous light, or into the sonship of his dear son, or the light of his son. Dr. Cheney, when can we expect deliverance when we pray?
When we pray, praise God, we got to know and believe, amen, that when God say he set you free, he set you free, amen?
Yes.
When you praying and believing and trusting God, amen, and God say, you're healed, you heal, amen. You're delivered, you deliver. Yes. Walk in it, amen. Mm. Hallelujah. Don't look to the left or to the right, but believe God. Who report do you believe? If he say he set you free, you're free indeed, amen.
Yeah, that's what the Bible says.
Hallelujah. So you just got to do walk in it now. And hallelujah, praise him, amen, and tell the Lord thank you, because Lord, you have set me free, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, amen.
Amen. Again, call in 904-831-1079. We want to pray for you. We're talking about deliverance.
Yes.
Now, I want to give Apostle Wright, and this is a heavy one, man of God, and we know that your season. Can we lose our deliverance or our healing or when God has saved us? Can we lose that?
Yes, we can. The reason why we can lose that is when we become arrogant.
Come on, man.
When we become arrogant, and that we begin to feel that it's our power. The Bible says, "Not by might, not by power."
Come on.
But by the Lord.
And by my spirit, say the Lord.
So when, the Lord.
So when you start taking the credit of something that God is doing,
yes, come on, Lord.
Then you already don't got your reward.
Yes.
So you done lost it completely. Because see, you basing your treasure on earth,
yes,
standing on the heavenly things. You take some of our mega preachers today. You know, we both know a whole lot of them, friends with them, and some of them are very arrogant. Some of them got the people thinking that it's their prayer that got them delivered. You know, and Paul stood up. You know, and Peter stood up and said, "Listen. It is not I. This is what was spoken by the prophet Joel.
In the last days,
he should pour his spirit upon all flesh." But then when you got people, got them bound down, calling you Lord.
Come on.
And got them thinking that
come on.
The only way they're going to be saved and delivered, they got to be a part of your ministry. I don't care where you go. Just find somewhere that's preaching the truth.
Come on. And that's so real. You wanted to add, Dr. Cheney?
I always tell them, you always should know and say it ain't about you, but it's about him. You got to stay humble and say it ain't about me. It's about God. I don't care how he use you. He's working through you.
You know,
so it ain't about us.
My wife used to always tell me I had a habit of always saying what I done. And she stopped me one day.
Come
she
said, on now.
Stop saying what you did. Done. You ain't did nothing.
He did nothing.
It's what God did.
What he has done. See,
because we too busy to say what we doing. We just feel you right.
Nothing.
You know, without God, man, we got no anointing. We got no power. You know, but with God, we can do all things.
All things.
Through Christ Jesus.
Strengthen us.
Yes. It didn't say some. It said all things.
All things.
And the man of God is right. The scripture tells us, when it comes down to deliverance or healing in anything,
yes,
the Bible say that he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, or by his stripes, we were healed. He's done it.
Amen.
But we fail to understand it is the Bible say God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit. And he went about doing good and healing all those and those that were oppressed by the devil. He cast out the spirit. So the Lord has given us authority, ousia. He's given us dunamis, authority and power. You, beloved, those that are out there, he has given you power and dominion and authority in him. The Bible say that the Gentiles, that was a mystery. Now we understand the mystery, which is Christ in us, the hope of glory. He's in you. But if you don't allow him to begin to express himself, the Holy Spirit, then you're in self. He that said you must submit yourself unto God.
Yes.
Humble yourself unto God, resist the devil, and he shall flee. Dr. Cheney answered this right here. Now, how do we submit ourselves to God?
Amen.
How do we submit ourselves to God? Then let the devil flee.
Amen.
And will he flee?
Amen. I praise God. Can I just piggyback on what he just said just a few minutes ago?
Ahead,
and I'll go from there. Amen. What I want to say, praise God, is that even with anything that God has blessed us with as pastors, like I was sharing with you this morning, The church, that's God's church. So you put God in the head of the church, then you won't be so stressed out. Mm-hmm. Then you won't say, I can't do it, because it belongs to God anyway. So you give that, his people, everything to him. Amen. And mm-hmm. you just let God do it. You sit back and you allow God and say, Lord, this belongs to you. That's when there won't be so much stress and, you know, and stuff, worrying about the church and doing this and doing that. I just wanted, in the same way, even dealing with your children, you give them back to God. Everything you got, you give it back to him. Then you won't be stressing off of it. Amen.
Yeah.
And fretting and fearing. You give it to God. Amen. Praise God. And then you ask me the question, Apostle. Praise God. I'm sorry. I got caught up in what I was just saying.
Amen.
I had to get that out there. People don't. It sounds elementary, but people don't do it. They take everything in their hands instead of releasing it back to God and recognize the church, that's his. Everything belongs to him. If we learn to do that, we won't be worried about everything, because we'll recognize God got it. When you think about what God, I got to do, that's right. God, it belongs to you. I'm just letting you know that, you know, you didn't got to let them know. But, you know, what do you say? Have not, because you ask not. Hmm. Lord, we know we got to get this done. I'm just releasing it back to you. Hallelujah. Then guess what? That weight is off of you. Because it say cast your cares upon him, because he cares about everything that we do. If we can recognize that, we'll see more peace, we'll have more joy, and we'll be more happy. Amen.
Amen. Because the scripture tells us, the Bible says that he is the head of the church.
Yes.
We are his body.
Yes.
Jesus, we are bought with a price. So he wants us. Matter of fact, the Bible says that he is making intercession for us.
Yes.
At the right hand of God in heavenly places. Then the Holy Spirit maketh intercession for us. Now you got the Holy Ghost, beloved. Those that are out there, you think you're by yourself. The devil is nothing but a liar.
No.
You have Jesus Christ is sitting on the right hand of God, making intercession for you.
Yes.
Amen. Interceding for you. You got the Holy Spirit. Prophet Evans, is it a time limit that we must? And I saw this with a Bishop Crawford. He had put something, a post on the Facebook. And he was talking about, you know, the when people use that old cliche sentiment, he's always on time. God is always on time. He's never late. Is there a time that we can put on God for deliverance?
Is there a time we can put on God for deliverance? Right now. Anytime. Because we dwell in time. God dwells outside of time. So God moves. He knows the end from the beginning.
Yes.
So he moves whenever he wants to move. And he answers right on time. So, to answer your question, yes.
Yes, amen.
Yes.
We can't limit God. We can't put a timing on the Lord. Real quick, Prophet knows about that patience. How is patience equated to that? How is patience equated to
my God.
Deliverance and waiting on God?
In everyday life, every time we see people, they want a microwave rush. Anointing and with patience comes with, you know, waiting,
yes.
Seeking, praying, and even if it don't happen, you still believe.
Because
I believe that a lot of people I've seen many churches, and I've been in a lot of churches in my time, and I've seen a lot of people that because they get a prophecy, like I always say, but I always tell people a prophecy is a lie until the truth catch up with it, and until you figure out that. Until God is ready for you, when he feels that you're ready for the next level, then he can give you your will and your due. But until then, you're going to have to cry wee all the way.
what the man meant by that, the man of God, and let me kind of break that down, is that when you receive prophecy, until it comes to pass, some of us, we would consider a prophecy as being a lie until it begins to manifest itself. Amen. And so we know everything that is in God is yes.
Yes.
And we say amen.
Yes.
He that cometh to me, I will no wise cast away.
Yes.
And so we have to understand that everything that Jesus Christ bought, he paid the price, which is his blood, by his blood. And so he said, will not, if he spared not his own son, the Father, will he not by his own son give us all things?
Yes. Yes.
Amen. But sin, can sin cause us, Apostle, a right to miss out on God?
Oh, yes, of course. You know, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. There's no sin in heaven. So it's automatic. Let me tell you something. Amen. You can live all the righteous. Mm-hmm. But at that last moment, you can commit a sin and still miss God.
Wow. Dr. Cheney.
But I want to say this, praise God, when you were saying about waiting on God and praying and seeking Him, and it's, like you say, a timing. You got to walk in it as if it's already done. Amen.
Well, come on,
you got to
God.
Believe God no matter what it looked like. You may have family members today that you looking to be saved. Keep on praying and believing God. Don't stop believing God. Whose report do you believe? I shared this with Apostle this week, and I said with the church, I said the church that we in now, I dreamed about that church in 2004 when my daddy was living. Mm. The same church. You know how long that's been? 15 years ago. But it's the church with the doors on the side, white all over. I said, oh my God, this is the church.
Amen.
Praise God. But you can't stop believing God. You see, and it took 15 years. Amen. But that's okay. Praise God. Amen. We still got to believe no matter what. And no matter how, it may take for your wife to come in, your husband to come in, your children to get saved. Don't stop believing God.
Don't
Amen.
Stop,
because when you stop, then you showing God that I just don't believe you. So how you expect for somebody to move for you when you don't believe them? Just put ourselves in them shoes. If somebody don't believe in you, you're going to stop doing because they don't believe in you.
Come on.
God, so we have to believe God and know that who report that we believe. Amen. He's not a man that he should lie or human that he going to change his mind. So if God said he going to do it, guess what? Believe it. That your family member's going to be delivered. Some areas in your life need deliverance. Believe God. Amen.
Amen. Tell us about last night, tonight, Apostle, and what the people of God need to expect and for tomorrow,
glory,
too.
Glory.
Well, amen. Just give me 1 minute just to say this. Listen, you don't want to miss tonight. And you don't want to miss tomorrow morning. It's going to be prophetically. It's going to be powerfully anointed. Now, listen, amen. I had a surgery, amen, 2 months ago and in my neck and got all that stuff. And the doctor told me I shouldn't be talking. I shouldn't be walking until January. And the doctor's still trying to make me handicapped. But the devil is a liar.
Yes, Lord.
So, amen, I got a lot. Listen, amen, you may not see all that hooping. But I'm going to minister. I'm going to prophesy to your soul, man. God, slow me down for preaching. But I'm going to minister to the soul, man. And Sunday morning, Apostle Cheney, there's going to be a word.
Come on.
All you that's on the sound of my voice that's listening to me, Prophet Cheney, Apostle Cheney, going to tell you where it's going to locate it at. You got to get there. I don't care. If you miss tonight, don't miss tomorrow morning because it's going to be prophetic. All through the whole entire service.
Amen. Be till with us. Amen. Tomorrow at 582 Plantation Drive. Amen. Middleburg or Dr. Inlet in Middleburg. Soul Harvest at 11:45 with us. Apostle Gregory Wright. Amen. Going to be with us. Amen. And then we're going to have a Papa Noel. He knows he's going to be with us as well.
Amen
to you, Dr. Chase.
I just wanted to tell y'all don't want to miss it. Amen. These awesome men of God. Me and Apostle Wright goes way back to the 80s. Amen. Woo. So I can tell you, when he said it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Back to the 80s. I'm telling my age. Back in the 80s. Amen. Praise God. And Prophet knows, awesome man of God. So you don't want to miss this prophetic summon. Amen. Amen.
Amen. And we want to see you in the house, not because of the fact we believe that the anointing and the mantle of God, not because of the fact that we're just all favored and it's just us. We believe in Jesus. Those that do not know the Lord, we pray right now you take out this moment.
Hallelujah.
Repent.
Yes.
Confess your faults. And turn unto the Lord Jesus Christ. So whoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Confess your faults. Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins.
Amen.
And he wants you to live. We bless you and we love you. Until then, this has been Prophetic Infusion, Live Open Forum. Until next week.
And know that we love you and God love you more. Amen. And we love you as well. Amen.
With Americus and Clarice Cheney. If you would like to correspond with or contact this ministry, you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.